show him today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Nun Hey, Nida 55. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the level of ritual impurity that's transmitted by certain parts of a human body after they've separated from the body, if the human has died. So our Gemara tells us a statement that Ua said Ua, Amar Ua, Dvar Torah, that biblically speaking, from the Torah, from the laws of the Torah, or Adam, the skin of a person that died, Tahor, that if a person died and their skin somehow separated from their body, that skin is not going to be included within the category of the flesh of the body, and so therefore it's not going to transmit ritual impurity in an outsized portion like the rest of the body. And the reason is because of a reason that the Gemara had already stated on the top of 55a, because of the statement of Rabbi Ada Bar Ava, that it's not similar to a human bone, which in the sense that the skin is able to regenerate, but a bone does not generate. So a bone transmits impurity, but the skin, because it regenerates, is not something that's like the bone, and therefore it doesn't. So if that's the case, that the skin, biblically speaking, of a human being that separated from its body does not transmit ritual impurity, what's the reason that we say that the rabbis did say that this skin transmits ritual impurity? Ma tam amru tame. So says Ua, what's the reason why the sages say that it does translate impurity? And he explains that the reason is that it was a decree. Gzeira shema yasa adam oros aviv imo, that we're concerned. The rabbis made a decree that maybe a person would take the skin of his father and mother who have died and turn it into shatichon lechamor, and turn it into garments or blankets that they would place upon the donkey in order to warm the donkey. And so for this reason, that this would be disrespectful to the honor of the father and mother, and so therefore the rabbis made a decree that the skin of a dead body is going to transmit tumah so that nobody will use it. So the commentaries have a very big challenge understanding why Ua says this, because the Tosfos points out in Dibur Maskel, Shema Yasa Shtichem Vim Tomar Vao Meis Asur Bana. Anyway, you're not allowed to derive any benefit whatsoever from a dead body. So we learn this out, says Tosfos, from the Egla Rufa. And so if that's the case, why are we even concerned here that they would come to use it for a donkey, that they'll use their father and mother to warm a donkey? Anyway, they know it's prohibited to get any benefit whatsoever from a dead body. So Tosfos answers that the prohibition of tumah is going to be more strict for people than a regular prohibition. That there's a general prohibition of getting benefit from a dead body, but the rabbis wanted to emphasize just how prohibited it is, and so therefore they said it's also that even if they're not worried about this general prohibition of benefit from a dead body, there's also a prohibition of tumah, and that will intimidate people into not using the skin of their father and mother, God forbid, for such a mundane item. Tosfos in Chulin, where we already had this text, gives a different answer, that the rabbis made a decree upon the tumah as a result of the same idea of not disrespecting the honor of the mother and father. And so therefore, that's even an extra prohibition upon the prohibition of getting benefit from a dead body. And so therefore, they made this gezeira, this decree, only by a father and mother. So by all people, there's a general prohibition against getting benefit. But in addition to that, by a father and mother is an additional prohibition of not benefiting from them and being disrespectful to their body after they have died. And so therefore, the Aruch HaNer explains that a person is obligated to honor their father and mother even after their death. And so that's the answer that in this context that fits into that. The Tosfos Rid gives another explanation that a person will violate a law of the Torah for their own benefit. We see that. However, now that they made a rabbinic decree, that this will prevent the people from doing it because they don't want to lose the if this is prohibited there and it touches anything, they might come into contact with, and then they're going to, if it's tumma, they're going to see there's a monetary loss, and so therefore the people will be afraid to engage in it because they're worried about losing money. So even though they might have violated the Torah, when it comes to losing money, they're going to be concerned that people won't buy their items if it touched this, because it's going to become disqualified, so therefore they'll refrain from doing it. Nachmanides gives a different answer, and the Ramban writes in Chulin that we are concerned that a person might come to take the skin of their father and mother, not out of disrespect, God forbid, but out of a misplaced, a warped sense of love. And so therefore, a person will keep them around them in order to eulogize for them. And therefore, the person will keep the skin of their father and mother around without burying them. And so they will think that this is an honor, and then they'll come to forget about it in some way. And the reality is that in our tradition, we think any keeping of a human body around is disrespectful and disgraceful and a tremendous disrespect to the dead. But the other people might think that it's respectful, and so therefore they'll keep it around. That's the Ramban's answer. Another answer that the Radvaz gives is that we're concerned that people might keep it around in order to do magic with it. That people will think that this is a potent supernatural tool. So for this reason, the rabbis had to make an extra decree upon it. We see from here that there were some cultures that tried to keep around their father and mother in certain categories in their skin in order to use. And by the Jewish tradition, this is repugnant, keeping a body in a museum and not burying it, or using a body to or any part of a body to tourism or some sort of purposes like that is an absolute outrage from the perspective of Jewish law.